We're moving into part two of our conversation regarding blockchain, Bitcoin, lots of power, and what to do with it. We're joined once again by Malachi Salcedo. He's the president and owner of the Salcedo Connection. Thanks for sticking around with us.
Absolutely.
All right. So we spent the last segment talking about what exactly Bitcoin and blockchain technologies are, why they require the power they do, and in the long game, why that power why there's enough power worldwide once it becomes accepted, that this is a viable technology for the future. Let's talk right now for the Chelan County PUD. And for folks who are just joining us, obviously the PUD right now have a proposal to implement a new electric rate class for those high density load users. We're talking about 250 kilowatt hours per square foot or more per year. They're looking at a couple different things for alternatives for this high rate structure, which you've already said, 5.03 cents per kilowatt hour. It would kill your business. It would kill most people who are looking at these types of innovations. The couple of different alternatives that they're talking about were a no sharing of market or benefit risk at 4.57 cents per kilowatt hour plus upfront cost. That would mean full cost recovery for power production, customer and delivery costs. That's one alternative. The other alternative is sharing of market benefit or risk at 3.99 cents per kilowatt hour plus upfront costs, the higher production or market power costs plus the current blended rate of customer and delivery costs. That power cost could be adjusted, but not more than once a year. Lots of information there. But I guess the main point is, are one of those alternatives more palatable to you?
I think there's two answers to that. There's the answer for those companies like ourselves that are already here and in a long-term position. And then there's the best way to balance protecting your utility and not scaring away prospective business. So of the options on the table, raising rates by two or three times is, I think, the least palatable. Both for us, obviously, because we took a long-term position based on the current power structure, but also the bigger picture, the bigger conversation is how do we develop our economy in Chelan County? One of the ways that we do that is by not scaring away business. Large increases in power costs, like a two or three times rate increase that's being proposed, that creates uncertainty. So if I'm a prospective business and I'm looking to move to Chelan County and establish some business that will create family wage jobs, and I see that they just doubled or tripled their power rate based on prospective demand, I'm going to think twice about building here, because what's to stop them from doing that to me after I make a long-term investment?
Speaking of scaring, though, I'm sure for the folks at the meeting yesterday at the Confluence Technology Center, I'm sure one of the main questions you received from them is, I'm scared this is going to raise my rates. I'm sure someone asked you that. How did you respond?
Yes, the people that responded and the commissioners and staff at the utility are understandably very concerned about maintaining the great low rates that we enjoy today. I am too. This is where my business operates. There is a way to do both. So the utility from inception has practiced low, slow rate growth. This is the time to be proactive, to put a plan in place that if rates need raised for a certain segment of customer like HDL loads, do it low and slow. Plan it out over time. That is the most palpable option that they put on the table so far. I'm just not so sure that the time horizon is going to work for existing businesses that have already, like ourselves, made long-term investments based on the current power structure.
What do you understand is the general timeline from the PUD to make decisions here? Because they're still looking to get information from the public. They're still deliberating. This is not yet set in stone. The concrete may be poured, but it's not set yet. So what's the timeline as a businessman, what you are hearing from the PUD here?
Well, they've delayed until February 16th, which is their next board meeting, taking any action. The commission has the ability or the power to take action at any time. So the decision's tabled. Here's what we have done. We have submitted a formal letter to all the commissioners and said, please allow an independent, federally funded study to be done on emerging technology and its economic impact in Chelan County. I won't have anything to do with it. It will be administered and federally funded by an independent third party, public entity. Let's do a study. I'm claiming based on my actual activity that emerging technology can be part of significant economic benefit to this county. Let's let a federal agency do a study, post results, and let's see what the data shows us before we take a long-term permanent position with a new rate class.
Let me ask you this real quick, because I think an element in this discussion that people have alluded to, or at least there's a thought out there that we have to capture this business now here in Chelan County, because I tell you what, Douglas and Grant counties, they are drawing that business in. You see Google, you see Sabe, you see what's happening out in Quincy. That's what's happening out there. That's not happening here in Chelan County. We need to draw that business in or else we will lose it.
That's a great question. The distinction I'm making, based again on our actual activity and what we see, what can Chelan County do well? We don't have the flat land. We don't have the power regulatory structure with our utility to do conventional data space. But what we can do well is emerging technologies like blockchain, but much more than blockchain, a breadbasket of emerging technologies, relatively smaller companies coming here, developing technology and creating a technology hub in this county. It's something that we could do without using a massive amount of power like conventional data would need. And we can create a lot of economic development, relatively smaller companies, duplicating a lot of expenses, creating a lot of job activity. That would be really good for Chelan County. That is something we can do right here.
Is there any way that we could set the table so that we are more attractive to, like you said, those smaller companies that would come in and do that rather than being attractive to, say, like you said, the making the capital costs beholden upon the business? That's a limiting factor. That's a limiting factor out there. But what I would think is, if you are a Google or if you're a Sabe and you are a, if you're looking at putting together companies for the exact reason that you did, you know, these small boutique companies, but they're not afraid of the capital construction costs. Is there any way you can make it attractive to those smaller businesses rather than, you know, if you did what you did? I'm doing a horrible job of asking the question here, but if what you just said was implemented, let's say that, and instead of those small businesses coming in, there are these large businesses that are going to do the exact same thing, and they're not afraid of those capital construction costs. And they're mm-hmm. going to go in there, and then, of course, that plays into the PUD's nightmare scenario of getting a glut of requests that they have to honor because they've already set this ball in motion, and then they've put their power supply at risk. Is that a viable scenario, or am I just like being a Chicken Little here?
That is a viable scenario. We have to avoid that. Utility is working hard to figure out how can we embrace economic development in Chelan County and make power available for that without opening the floodgates. I believe there is a way. We are, as a county, we have the intellect and the drive and the desire to where we can figure out a way to embrace emerging technology and protect the utility at the same time. We have to aim for both. It's doable. It's just harder.
Lots of information here. Thanks for boiling it down for us. We really do appreciate it. And this is not the last time that we'll be talking about this. Malachi Salcido, president and owner of the Salcido Connection, getting ready to wrap things up. I mean, we could talk about this all morning long, but unfortunately, we only have so much time. What would you like to add? What have we missed in this conversation from your perspective?
Great question. The bigger conversation is, how do we create family wage jobs in Chelan County? How do we develop economics in a sustainable way? Emerging technology can be part of that solution. All forms of emerging technology in Chelan County, any business type, will require power. We have got to come up with a proactive strategic plan as a region to provide power in a responsible way to encourage economic development in Chelan County. The ratepayers and the citizens of this county are counting on us to come up with a good solution that works.
Malachi Salcido, thanks so much for joining us this morning. We do appreciate it.
Thank you.